Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of SCW Radio, guys. Well, I think everyone knows that has seen the SCW ace in the hole results, what went down, but we're going to do what we do every week on SCW Radio following an event. We are going to go over those results here momentarily, but first and foremost, before we do anything else, we're going to go ahead and give out the guest call-in number for this week, and we are now opening the live chat in case anyone wants to address any questions or comments in there as well. So, guys, without further ado, the guest call-in number this week, you know, each and every week it remains the same, but we remind you, that number is 713-955-0804. Once again, 713-955-0804. So if you have any questions, concerns, comments, what have you, call in, or you can address us here in the live chat at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. So, yeah. So, first things first, guys, we're going to go ahead and get into it and talk about what went down at the Ace in the Hole event, because that is pretty much the big story, I guess. Every year, Ace in the Hole kind of produces an individual who I think more and more each year everyone looks at as the Ace in the Hole contract holder as the next SCW Heavyweight Champion. At least that's how it's gone in years prior. So, let's talk about the event and see what went down. As a matter of fact, yours truly, along with Tanner Stone and Scott Pierce, would open up the event simply, you know, talking about some things we had on our mind and also introducing the fact that the SCW Heavyweight Champion, Tanner Stone, would be having an open challenge, which would be answered by Rocky Siaki in our opening contest. And in that one, we would see the SCW Champion defeat Rocky Siaki via submission in this non-title contest. Now, there are a lot of rumors floating around that Tanner Stone may have actually been injured in this contest. Even though he did come out with a W in this one, he could very well have suffered an injury in the process, and there will be more on that to come. The next match of the evening, guys, this one is the first Ace in the Hole qualifying match of the evening. We would see Aaron McClure go one-on-one with an individual making his SCW Entertainment debut, Damian Legion. And in this one, the intimidation factor, after a hard-fought victory, moves on in the Ace in the Hole ladder match. Next up, we would see the SCW Tag Team Champions, GPA, Dr. Carl Hager, and the Professor Murdoch making their way to the ring, literally to call out any tag team in the back for another Ace in the Hole qualifying match, meaning both members of the tag team would advance into Ace in the Hole. Now, the interesting thing about this one is I don't think we've ever seen this in SCW history, an open challenge to go completely unanswered. No tag team in the back calling or answering the call, GPA advancing simply via a forfeit. Nobody in the back came out to accept the call, and they move right along to the main event. Up next, we would see the match that we were supposed to see in Clinton at the Afterburn event finally did go down, this time an Ace in the Hole qualifying match, as the SCW Internet Champion Anderson Strong went one-on-one with Cat Daddy. Like I said here, also another Ace in the Hole qualifying match, and the winner in this one via disqualification is Cat Daddy, moving along to the Ace in the Hole ladder match. Literally, this one came down to Strong's temper, to be perfectly honest with you. I think Cat Daddy may have got inside his head a little bit. However, I don't think Cat Daddy's going to make that mistake again. Moving on to the next Ace in the Hole qualifying match, Ben Wright making his way to the ring, SCW management allowing Ben Wright to select his own opponent in this Ace in the Hole qualifying match, and apparently he chose the SCW official Josh Ramsey one-on-one to a match, even pulled security out of the crowd, out of his duties to officiate this match. And, of course, Ben Wright would force referee Josh Ramsey to lay down. 1, 2, 3, Ben Wright moves on to the Ace in the Hole ladder match. Now, afterwards, we have our final Ace in the Hole qualifying match, as Mean Dean Richards would go one-on-one with Mr. Smith. Another match ending in submission. If that doesn't tell you who it is, Mean Dean Richards picks up the win over Mr. Smith. Another hard-fought contest. However, Dean Richards moves on to the Ace in the Hole ladder match, and we waste no time from there. The Ace in the Hole ladder match is off and running. And just to keep up the scorecard here, you got Dean Richards, Ben Wright, Cat Daddy, Dr. Carl Hager, the Professor Murdoch, and Aaron McClure all in this one. Six men vying for the Ace in the Hole contract in a ladder match. A lot of bodies flying around this one, a lot of individuals who I personally believe at any moment in time in this match could have pulled off the win. However, with the assist with his fellow GPA cohort, Dr. Carl Hager, the Professor Murdoch takes it all, wins the Ace in the Hole contract this year in this ladder match, and he now has the opportunity at any point in time he wishes to utilize that contract for an SCW Heavyweight Championship match. So now the question becomes, when is he going to use it? We have rumors floating around that the SCW champion is currently injured. An open contract, the Professor Murdoch has. At any point in time, he can use it. It's going to be very interesting around SCW Entertainment to see where this goes from here. Now, technically speaking, Murdoch has an entire year to utilize his contract anywhere he wants to. We're talking so far into the future. There's no telling who could be the SCW Heavyweight Champion at that point in time. However, you got to know that he wants to utilize it as quickly as possible should the right time present itself to become the SCW Heavyweight Champion. So I got to tell you, I'm not exactly sure where it's going to go from here, but I can tell you the big winner of the night is the Professor Murdoch, winning Ace in the Hole, winning that big ladder match, and walks away with that contract that guarantees him a shot at the SCW Heavyweight Championship, you know, anytime he wants in the next 12 months. So there you go, guys. That's what went down at Ace in the Hole. More SCW events coming in the month of June. Still working on some details there, but I can go ahead and announce right now that July 4th, SCW Entertainment will be returning to Cornacle Fire Department for its sixth anniversary. Still standing, July 4th, Cornacle Fire Department is going to be a free event, and just as still standing has been in the past, it's going to be one of the biggest events in SCW history, so definitely that's one you're not going to want to miss. Now, with that said, really quickly, guys, let's go ahead and talk about where you can find, friend, like, share, follow, what have you, SCW Entertainment all over the internet, all over social media. Of course, you can do it at our official website at scwentertainment.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching SCW Entertainment or direct link at facebook.com/SCWEntertainment09. We're on Twitter at SCW Greenwood. You can also find us at youtube.com/SCWEntertainment. Of course, each and every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., we're right here at blogtalkradio.com/SCWEntertainment. You can also find us at instagram.com/SCWEntertainment and on Tumblr at south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. And as always, guys, you can search the keywords SCW Entertainment and find us on various other websites such as Spreadshirt, Spreaker Web Radio, Pinterest, Reddit, Google+, SoundCloud, and more. So, you know, SCW Entertainment is all over the World Wide Web. We're all over social media. And as we always say, you know, the Facebook is probably a really good place to start. I think it is our most active social media account, with almost 2,000 likes on that page. So definitely go check us out. No reason why you can't. If you're a Twitter guy, we got that too. Whatever you got, SCW Entertainment has an account. So with that said, guys, we're probably going to go ahead and wrap this week's episode up a little bit early. We just wanted to go ahead and get out the information for everybody, just in case we have any new listeners that do want to follow us on whatever site, what have you, get the Ace in the Hole information out for the individuals that weren't able to make the show. So with that said, guys, you know what? We're going to wrap this one up a little bit early. I know everyone out there is busy. We got a lot of things we got to take care of ourselves. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up, guys, and I want to thank everyone out there for listening. Even if it is an archive listen, we appreciate it, and it helps. So with that said, I am your host, Sean Van, and until next week, we're signing off.